opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Linton, co-host to the Ask Elle Show, along with our co-host with the most, the other one, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hello, you all.
Good evening.
To see you again. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567, if you'd like to call in and share your thoughts. You can also text Elle at this number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can text any of us at on Messenger to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Oh, and Tyler, you're going to tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. I'm excited to tell us about our new sponsor today. It's a New Life Discovery Project. Discover the life that you deserve. That is their motto. Are you or someone you know seeking a fresh start at New Life Discovery Project? We're here to help. Our comprehensive program offers short-term housing, stabilization, and support for individuals in need. Whether you're facing substance abuse challenges, seeking psychiatric care, or looking for counseling and group sessions, we provide the resources and guidance you need to thrive. Just join us in creating a positive change in your life. Visit New Life Discovery Project today and take the first steps towards a brighter tomorrow. Together we'll build a new beginning. Give them a call tomorrow morning, 530-999-8345. Again, 530-999-8345. And thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring the Ask Elle program.
All right. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Elle.
Yeah.
What's the subject tonight?
We have a very special guest tonight. She's somebody that I have been following for a couple of years on social media. She's got quite an impressive following on social media. Jen, her name is Jen. Are you there?
I am here.
Welcome, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
Jen, thank you so much for being on our show tonight, and we're so glad that you're here, and really kind of going to let this show take its own course because we're delving into a topic that has the potential to go in many different directions. So, Jen, what I would like to do is just lead with asking you to explain to our listeners what it is that you do.
I am a psychic medium, and what that means is a lot of people get confused about both. A psychic is a person that can connect in with your guides, and a medium is a person that can connect in with your loved ones, and I do both.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I did not know that distinction, and I just want to share, you know, my personal interest in this came about several years ago when I had an experience around my mother's passing and how she showed up for me after her passing. That experience was life-changing, mind-blowing, and definitely increased my curiosity about this whole experience and this whole realm of being empathic and being someone that can receive, to me they seem almost like God-given inspiration, messages of healing, messages of hope from those that we love. And I've been following you for a couple of years. Finally got the courage to reach out to you and ask you if you'd be willing to be on our show, and here you are.
I'm really honored that you have me here tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jen. And so my curiosity, one of my initial curiosities around you is just wanting to know what your journey is. What's your journey been in discovering this ability that you have and how you developed it over time?
Well, I always knew I was different, but being raised Catholic, it wasn't something that I could freely discuss, you know. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mom and Dad, you know, I hear voices, I hear, you know, loved ones and see them, and there was no one to talk to. So it wasn't until my teens that I discovered a friend of mine was taking Reiki courses, and discovered our energetic body and how to differentiate between your energy and other people's energy. And once I did that, it just opened up a whole entire new world for me. And I realized I wasn't so strange. But again, being raised Catholic, you know, you're doing the devil's work, or, you know, you're hearing the devil, that kind of thing really hampered how fast I could learn. I didn't have any support. So really in my work, that's what I like to do the most, is support other people in their learning and how they can tune into their guides and their loved ones without me, because everybody can.
So you're saying everybody has the ability to have this kind of extra, what would you call it?
Extrasensory
ability.
Everybody has the ability. Mm-hmm. You just need to be taught how to listen, mm-hmm. you know, how to differentiate between what's your energy and what is other people's energy, especially for the empath.
So I want to actually... go ahead, I'm sorry.
We take on a lot of other people's energy that we don't even realize it doesn't belong to us.
So it's like your nerve endings are on the outside of your body, and you're just picking up on what other people are feeling?
Exactly. And if you are not familiar with your energetic body, which the first thing I teach people is, you know, take a Reiki course, learn about your own energy. It has a resonance, a vibration, just like a certain flower will have a certain smell. And that resonance and vibration is the difference between your own and other people's. And to be able to tell that difference will tell you, is this energy that I'm feeling icky around these people? Is this me or is it them? But if you don't know the difference, it's going to cause depression. It's going to cause you to feel bad. It's going to cause you to feel all kinds of things that don't even have anything to do with you.
You know, you just made me think about a tribe. I don't know the name of the tribe, and maybe you've heard of it. There's a tribe. I don't even know what continent they're on. It could be Africa, where they have these mental health issues. And so the tribe's people consider those that are suffering with these experiences to be those who are meant to exercise spiritual gifts that they're resisting. So it's about teaching them this transition to open themselves up to their spiritual gifts. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but you just made me think of that. When people are extra sensitive, or people are naturally empathic, and they're experiencing... Because I relate to this. I have often felt like I kind of know what's going on with someone. And I use that a lot when I'm navigating the work that I do with people. To me, it just feels more intuitive than anything else. But, you know, you were saying that you grew up feeling very, very different. And, you know, can you say more about what that felt like for you when you said, you know, what feeling different felt like for you?
Well, I understood that I was different. I understood that I felt different, and I felt things on a deeper level than everybody else. If somebody upset me, or if somebody was upset with me, not only was I feeling my own emotions, but I was feeling theirs as well.
Mm-hmm.
But not understanding that you're an empath, you take that on, their feelings on, it's your own. It ends up making you feel like you're crazy, and you can get people telling you, oh, you're bipolar, or you're nuts, or you need, you know, you're just too upset. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people is that when I know they're empathic, I tell them, you'll find yourself going out or wanting to go out into nature a lot. And the reason for this is when you're out there, all you feel is yourself. You don't feel the energy of all these other people. And that's how you can really tell the difference and start to get in tune with your own self, is to just go out and be alone. And then all those things, the depression, the anxiety, all those things just go away. You know, that's not an accident. There's a reason that that's happening.
So some of the work that you do then is helping guide people through their own process of coming to terms and balance with their own gifts.
I do. I help them pinpoint what belongs to them and what belongs to others, and to get them familiar with what their own vibration feels like. In this world that we're in today, there's so much noise. Mm-hmm. There's so much electronics. There's so much interference. Did I really show them how to be in their own self, mm-hmm. and to get really familiar with their own vibration? Because it's not until then that we can hear our guides or our loved ones. Again, it's like a scent. It's that subtle. When a loved one comes to me, they have a certain resonance, a certain vibration. And this is how I practice it. It's kind of fun. So when somebody calls me on the phone, I hear my phone ding, you know, how when somebody messages you, I don't pick up my phone. The people in my close circle, I know what they feel like, what their vibration feels like. So I'll play that game and say, okay, it's Barbara, because she has a certain vibration. I can feel it. But if you're not familiar with your own vibration enough, you can't differentiate.
So you're saying that you're sensitive enough that you can sense somebody's vibration without them even being in the room with you.
Exactly.
I get that. I get that. Exactly. I saw a study one time where they had people sitting in chambers. One was in the United States. One was in Germany. It was a wave-proof chamber. No waves were able to escape this chamber, potentially. No waves were. So the advanced equipment that they were using that could photograph energy had the person in this wave-proof chamber send love to the person in Germany in their wave-proof chamber, and they were able to take pictures of that energy, and it was instantaneous. There was no time lapse. It left one person, and instantaneous was received to the other person, which really gave me a sense of a belief in the power of prayer. You can be praying for someone, and it's instantaneous, sending them your goodwill, love, wanting good things for them.
Right. Distance does not matter. It's energy and time in that realm. It doesn't exist. It just travels, right? You have a thought, and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how I'm able to connect in with your guides, with your loved ones, with if somebody has a question about, hey, you know, how am I doing with my partner? I can tune into them as well if you think about them, because we're all connected. And once you create that thought form and connect with them, I can see them.
Well, I think what we're going to do right now, Jen, is we're going to draw a line under this for a minute, take a break, and come back.
Great.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey, yo, L.
Good evening, and you're listening to the Ask L Show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host. The Ask L Show. We have also with us our co-host with the most, Coco, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. If you'd like to call in and share your thoughts with us, you can also get us on the link, kcnr1460.com. If you want to text L, you can use this number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any one of us on Messenger at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or Ron Lim. Tyler, our sponsor?
Yeah, our sponsor today is Our new sponsor today is the New Life Discovery Project, where you can discover the life that you deserve. Are you or somebody that you know seeking a fresh start? The New Life Discovery Project is here to help. Our comprehensive program offers short-term housing, stabilization, and support for individuals in need. Give us a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345. And thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring the Ask L program.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Okay, L. Where were we before the break?
We were talking to Jen about her incredible gifts that she has, and I've been following her for about 2 years and just really impressed with her compassion and her empathy and the messages that she gives to people. It's always a message of hope and a message of, I don't even have the right, all of the words to talk about what Jen does, but it's very robust and very, she's just has a very compassionate connection to the people that she is, that reach out to her and that she's reaching out to. So I invited her to be a guest on the show tonight, and she graciously accepted. Jen, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. And while we were on break, Lenny has a great question for you, a burning question. I'm going to call it a burning question. So I'm going to turn it over to Lenny.
So, hi, Jen. This is Lenny.
Hi, Lenny.
I was wondering, when you are connecting with a loved one, is there a way that you could actually paint a picture and discuss the process of connecting with departed loved ones, and what it looks like from start to finish, how you connect and communicate, and then also, are there any objects or personal items from the loved one that you would need to hold? A lot of this, I know, sounds like the movies, but you have to remember that we, that's someone like me, a layman, that's all I really know. So I'm so very, very interested in this. I would love it if you could explain to us how this all works in connecting with our past on loved ones.
The main rule I have when I connect in with somebody's loved ones, say somebody calls me for a loved one call, all I ask is that my guides and angels and anyone in spirit that wants to assist, go bring in the people that are connected with this person that wish to speak. The one thing that we forget about as humans is that we're all beings of free will, so we forget to ask. So whatever we want, we have to ask for. So all I do is simply ask. Sometimes if I want it to happen faster, I'll ask you for their first name. And sometimes I'll just say, you know, any loved ones connected with this person, show up. And I'll start hearing names. the loudest people that are in spirit are just like us. Still, we have the same character and charisma. If we're loud in life, or we're loud on the other side. If we're quiet, it's the same, right? So the loud ones, pushy people, usually push themselves to the front first, and they'll say, "Hey, you know, I'm Bob. I want to talk to her, whatever." And I'll be like, "Okay, I'm hearing the name Bob," and Bob will show me pictures, or typically they'll play a movie for me about the things they want to talk about. Typically, it's some form of, because I asked from a healing space, what can this person use in this current time and space that's most important that helps them heal to get over your passing? And that's what I ask these questions of your loved ones in silence, and they'll tell me, you know, what they want to address, or what they want to go through, if they want to go through their death process or whatever. Say you weren't able to be there. That's really a big one. And they'll walk through that with me, and I'll express that to you to help your heart heal, you know?
Right. So say that you were there, and what you want to know is, are they happy with what we're doing now? Are they proud of me? This is my mama. Mm-hmm. Is she proud of me? Is she happy where she is and flourishing? And is she happy with me? Is she proud of me?
Yeah, that's always a big question. Mm-hmm. Right away when you asked that, she showed me a bunch of flowers. So I don't know if you garden.
A lot.
Roses. Many gardens, a lot.
But the roses, especially, is she showing me the roses. So right when you... So here's the thing that happens. When we ask our question, they'll give me the answer.
Wow.
I don't know if you stopped doing that for a bit, because she's making me feel like you stopped doing that for a little while, and then you started again, like, I'm going to do this for her. But what she wanted you to do was do it for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So in that, she's saying, yes, I'm proud of you, but here's the spaces where you're kind of dropping yourself, and you need to make sure that you're the most important, even though I'm gone. Does that make sense?
Yes. And
so at the same time, they'll give the validation that, yes, I'm here. This is how you'll know I'm here. And then they'll tell you how they feel about what you're doing. Like, it's okay. And that they see you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And thank you. You answered my question, really. I'm grateful
for that.
But it's
automatic. I don't have any gift that everybody else doesn't have. All I can do is I listen. I can hear that resonance, that vibration. So when you ask a question out loud, they're going to answer you. But we miss it because there's so much noise in this world. We miss the message.
Very interesting.
The game I like to get people to play when they're really needing to connect in with a loved one, because you have the power to connect in with them. I don't have anything that you don't. Play the time game. Ask them. Wake you up at 2:32 a.m.
How about 6?
And see how that works. You know, ask them to come. Invite them to come.
Really?
Yeah.
So... when you speak the question,
they hear you.
That's also putting it out there. That's making it.
It's energy. It's just energy.
It becomes.
You ask the question,
it's real.
And I hear the answer.
Interesting.
My speaking with people that have deceased, this may sound weird, but I see visual. I see pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make...
So say more about that, Lenny. Like, what do you mean?
Well, she mentioned a movie. Mom will pop into my mind doing something that she used to do that was typical for her. And I'll be doing something and I'll see her all of a sudden doing whatever it was that brought her joy and turning around and smile. She's always happy. I never have a bad feeling about her. It's not a scary thing. It's a joyous thing. But it's vivid. It's in color. And it just pops in for no reason. But
you can tell the difference between your brain, your human brain, because we all have thoughts. This is the difference between your intuition and your brain.
Okay.
When it pops in like that, you weren't thinking about it, and it's just instant. That's your loved one or your guide talking to you. Pay attention.
Wow.
And that's real.
Okay, I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that. This is we're going to take a break now, Jen.
Okay.
And we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Thank you, Jen.
You're so welcome.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you. To make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Good evening. You are listening to the Ask L Show, and this is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show, along with our other co-host with the most is Lenny Matthews. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. If you'd like to call in and share your thoughts with us, you can also give us live at kcnr1460.com. You can also text Al at this number,
707-499-8999.
Or you can message any one of us on Facebook to Ask Al, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And Tyler, would you tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. The New Life Discovery Program is where you can discover the life that you deserve. Are you or someone that you know is seeking a fresh start? At the New Life Discovery Project, we can find a program that will help. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345. And thank you for New Life Discovery Program for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
Okay, Elle.
Yes, so we have a very special guest. If you've been listening, we have Jen, who is a medium and an empathic, and she's explaining to us what it is that she does and what it means to do what it is that she does, and she just gave a very lovely, lovely message to Lenny that very personal and very deep. And so, Jen, I have someone on the line, and who do we have, Tyler?
I didn't get a name.
Oh, okay. So, are you okay? So the caller that just called in, that we didn't get a name on, are you there?
Yes.
And what's your name?
My name is Maribel.
Hi, Maribel.
Hi.
You're calling in for Jen, and
yes.
Just would love to hear what either your question is or your comment is.
I met Jen through TikTok, and I've spoken to a lot of people that say, you know, that they're readers and whatnot, but I never got that peace with my father passing away when I was 8 years old. When I met Jen, I was finally able to find that peace.
Wow.
She said exactly what I needed to know, you know, and went into details of how exactly he passed away. She said details and everything. I've actually had the honor of being able to meet Jen in person.
Wow.
I've had lunch with her, and she's just an amazing person that can really put people at peace. When you can't find that peace of, you know, your loved one that has passed away.
Hmm. Thank you for sharing that, Maribel. I got to tell you right now, I would have Jen jump in on this conversation, but she just let me know that we're having some technical issues. She cannot hear you. So even if you can hear her, she cannot hear you. So something's going on with our phone lines. I apologize for that because I would love her to jump in on this. But I really appreciate you calling in. And so, you know, just giving our audience a sense of what she really has to offer to people.
Well, she has a lot to offer, mm-hmm. a lot.
You get that sense about her. If you follow her on social media, watch her shorts on social media, you really get that sense, which is why I felt like I connected with her. It's just her whole
exactly.
approach.
Well, you know, and the funny thing...
She's authentic.
Not funny, but her sister was in an accident, and at that same time, my husband was in the hospital for a brain tumor, and I actually saw her sister there, but she said, and she told me, my sister is not on that floor. I said, no, I saw your sister. And she came up to the floor where we were, and yes, her sister was there.
Wow.
At the hospital. You know, so we were there at the same time without even knowing that we were both there.
Wow. What a special kind of connection that was in some challenging moments.
Yes, it was. It really, really was. But like I say, you know, anyone that speaks to her will find that peace that they need. You know, and it's hard to find an actual person that will help you find that peace.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for sharing your experience with Jen. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Maribel.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you. Y'all have a nice evening.
You too.
Thank
yeah.
you. You too. Uh-huh. Jen, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm sorry you couldn't hear her. She gave a glowing, glowing report about you, but anybody that has connected with you is going to have that same experience. So I have a question for you. We do have... some interest in what you're doing, and someone is interested in finding out if you could potentially connect with someone from the other side on their behalf.
I can.
Okay, so this comes through in a text, and I don't know how much information to give you, but How do I go about this?
I didn't give her any about mom.
Okay, so this
the person that's asking,
yeah.
And this is my rule.
Okay.
And this is regarding ethics and boundaries.
Yeah.
So I never step into anybody's energy without their permission. And I don't, the way I ask permission is I ask for a first name. The person wants me to look, I need their first name, and it's faster if I have their loved one's first name.
Okay, so the loved one is Laura, and the person that has passed on is Tamara.
Tamara. And does she have a specific question that she wants to hear from Tamara?
She didn't ask me a specific question. She just wanted to know if there was any way to have contact with Tamara, who obviously has passed on to the other side. And I'm sorry putting you on the spot like this, and maybe something for a personal reading, if nothing else.
Yes, I could give her a personal reading, but to not have her on the phone.
Oh, their question is, her question is, so Laura's question is around Tamara, is Tamara at peace?
Okay. So what I do is on Laura's behalf, I ask if Tamara's at peace, and I invite Tamara in to speak. I don't know if she died at 18 or 18 years ago, but she's showing me the number 18 or on the 18th. And again, without having my sitter here to validate, it's hard. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell her that, and that she's showing me a car. So I don't know if she died in an accident, but she's fine. And she's okay. Again, it makes it hard not to have to sit her here.
Okay, so I can, I don't know if it helps. Oh, okay, the person just said that's her birthday. The 18th is her birthday.
Okay.
And I don't know if it helps, but I know this person as well.
When I ask a loved one in to speak, they will first validate a date like that.
Mm-hmm. March 18th, birthday.
To tell the sitter, it's me. I'm here, and I'm okay. Okay? So, yes, she's fine. And she keeps showing me a white car, so I don't know why the significance of the white car.
Okay.
Again, it makes me feel like she was in an accident or that's something that they shared somehow together.
Hmm. Okay, so she died around cars in a garage.
So this is, again, this is Tamara saying, hey, I'm here, I'm fine, I made it, and I can see you, you know. So typically when I have a loved one reading, I'll tell the person, tell me what you want to know. I ask people, tell me specific questions you have for your loved one. They will answer them.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Which a lot of mediums won't do that. They won't let you put them on the spot because lack of training or whatever. I invite people to ask very specific questions. Mm-hmm. I don't mind.
So I'm going to share some personal information with you because I didn't know that Laura was going to write in and ask about Tamara. Tamara is also my niece, and I was the last person to see her in the family alive. I just didn't want to influence that reading in any way. I didn't might want my energy entangled in it.
Wow, it's surprising.
Sorry. Because I didn't ask the question, I didn't even think of her. Laura texted in and asked about her. So
she's okay. And the reason she keeps saying, I'm okay, it makes me feel like she died before time or it was in a wrong way.
Yeah. Both. Very young.
If that makes sense to you, and I don't want to use that word on live on radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in the wrong way.
You understand.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, most of my readings, they're very profound, and they get very personal, and they're hard. But it's very healing.
Well, Laura said thank you.
Under these circumstances that Tamara died, it's very healing to hear, hey, from her, I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's Laura's saying okay. Thank you.
I'm in the light, and she sends love, and she's okay.
Thank you for that. So now I'm going to go in deep again and personal, because as you know, today is my mom's birthday.
And I do.
Yes, and when I asked you and we made an arrangement for you to be on my radio show tonight, we set this date, and I didn't realize it was my mom's birthday until we set the date. And I had been thinking about contacting you for 2 years around her and just didn't have the courage. And so now I'm going to ask you, you know, about my mom. Her name's Carolyn.
Okay. Right away, she shows me six flowers.
Six flowers.
I hope that you know the significance of that, because I don't. And this is a lot of the time, like, your loved ones will show me things that I don't understand. So it's really important for the sitter to validate. And some things don't come till later. You know, like, oh, I know what the six flowers are. And they're purple. But she's showing me six. So I don't know if that means she's been gone 6 years and she's loved you for all those 6 years, or what the deal is with the number six.
Yeah, she's been gone 6 years.
Thank you. So what she's trying to tell me in that symbolism of
flowers.
The six flowers, and they're purple, all these 6 years I've loved you. Mm-hmm. I haven't left you. Even though you feel like I'm gone, I haven't left you.
Mm.
But why purple? Why the purple? Is it your favorite color, or it was hers?
That I'm not sure of. I'm not sure, because there's other family members. There's other family members listening in on this, and so I'm kind of seeing if they're responding.
Jot down the purple. Mm-hmm. I like the lavender purple. She's being very specific. I don't know if she just liked that.
Yeah, so should I give you information about her, or just let her continue?
Like, maybe her last birthday that was here, that was the color, or maybe the color of the flowers at the funeral, or her favorite color
mm-hmm.
of flower. Does that make sense to you?
Not yet. Not yet, okay. But it doesn't mean it won't to other family members. My nephew's listening in, whom he was very close to, and that might mean something to him. I'm hoping he's listening and is going to respond.
Okay,
so my sister-in-law just texted in and said that my niece, all of the grandkids, were very close to my mom. She has a purple blanket that my mother gave to her.
Purple was a big deal to her, your mom.
It's a spiritual color as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Do you have a question?
You know, I honestly don't have a question. I felt like I just wanted to hear from my mom. When she passed, I heard her very clearly. I was asleep and I woke up to her voice, and I was wide awake when I heard her speaking to me. And so,
at the end of the bed.
Yep.
Yeah, she was standing there.
Yes, right at the end of the bed, leaning
uh-huh.
over, just leaning over, speaking to me.
It's really cool.
That's exactly what happened.
It takes a really strong soul to physically appear to you. So kudos to your mom for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, she gave me a very specific message, and then I ended up you know, having a conversation with her that I thought she might have needed. I didn't know if I was even giving her what she needed in that conversation.
She wanted to know that you were going to be okay. I'm going to go now. Mm-hmm. I need to know that you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Definitely
yeah.
makes sense. My mom.
She needed that to be able to leave.
Yes.
But she didn't want to leave you. You guys were
very close
that way.
Yes.
Very tight.
Very connected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was asking for your permission, basically. It can I go? I want to rest.
Right.
Because she had been saying that for about 5 years. I'm tired.
Yes, she had been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was her way of asking for your permission.
So now I have lots of family chiming in. May I ask their questions about her?
Sure.
Okay, so my nephew Michael was also very close with her.
Yes, he kept, earlier in the show, I kept hearing the name Michael. He probably didn't catch it.
No, like, I didn't Michael? Catch it. I didn't hear
who's
that.
Michael?
Michael is my nephew who was just so close with her. I mean, all the grandkids
but
were.
Why is she saying he's the third? Was he the third baby born or the third?
Is that true? It's the third. There were three boys, three grandkids.
Yep.
Oh, and he's saying that she loved the color purple. And there were three grandsons that were born first. He was he's the youngest of those.
She's
three
calling
boys.
Him the third.
The third.
But
yeah.
The baby.
It was.
The baby meaning
Shane,
she
Joe,
treated.
Shane, and then Michael. Yeah, the baby, yes. She loved lavender, he's saying.
The third, but she's calling him the baby, meaning she babied him.
Oh,
Like the baby.
Oh, yes. yes. So he wants to know, his question is, did Grandma hear me talk to her before she passed? Is she proud of where I am?
Oh, did he? Right away, she showed me, like, I don't know if he became a lawyer or like college, like school. Blah,
well, his
blah, blah,
last job, he was working for a lawyer.
Yeah, she's showing me the lawyer's office and then school. So I don't know if he decided to go back. Does that make sense? I know it's kind of hard.
The
to,
school part, to I'm not sure about, but the lawyer part makes sense because he had that.
She's showing me him around the lawyer, and she's like, "Yeah, good job."
Wow. So Michael, she
So she sees him, and she's proud.
Yeah, you can hear that. Oh, Joe, Shane, Michael. Yes, my sister-in-law just wrote in.
I can't let that go because she's. She's either pushing the school or he was considering going back to school.
Okay,
or something.
Yes, Michael's wanting, he worked for a lawyer and he's wanting to go back to school.
Okay, so she's given the thumbs up to go back to school. Okay, because he's planed out wherever he is at. He's not going to go up anymore. So she's encouraging that. Will you let him know?
And he works for a lawyer now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He works for a lawyer now. I thought it was his last job. It's his current job. He works for a lawyer,
but,
and he wants to go back to school. He's a paralegal.
Okay. But she's saying he's like, planed off. Like, he's not going to go up anymore unless he goes back to school.
Okay. He's hearing this.
Okay.
It's
very loud. She's... Some loved ones are quiet.
She wasn't in life. She wasn't very loud. She... she wasn't in life. She wasn't very loud. We're not going to take another break. We're just going to keep going because of the momentum of this. I don't want to stop it. And I've got so many family now jumping in and texting. My mom was so loved. She was so loved. She was just
and they just go on
precious.
And on and on.
Yeah. And so, I don't want to. I have somebody else texting and another relative texting in for another relative, but I don't want to jump off this. What my sister wants to know is.
Sister's first name.
My sister wants to know if my mom knows how much we miss her.
What's your sister's first name?
Jeanette,
because this is my way of asking permission to step into Jeanette's energy. Oh. Are there five of you?
A family of five, mom, dad, and three siblings.
Yeah. So what? When you asked, you asked if she was proud.
She wants to know how much. Jeanette wants to know if my mom knows how much we miss her.
Yes, she knows that, but your mom right away, there was a little kerfuffle right after she died. You guys kind of squabbled a little.
No. No, we squabbled with her. We didn't want her to pass on. We were begging her to keep fighting and keep fighting. But
so she is seeing the little squabble when that happened. Did she die of cancer?
No, she died.
She's showing me it took a long time.
It did. It did. I took care of her. It took a very long time, and there was about 18 months where she was bedridden. And I was taking care of her,
and she was just tired. But there was, you guys were getting frustrated.
Well, yes, in a way we were, because some of it seemed preventative.
Yeah, and that
but she was done. Like so you said, she was done.
She's interrupting and saying, I'm sorry that I gave up, but I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense?
Oh, totally makes sense, because that's what she was saying to me when she showed up at the by my bed. She was saying that.
So
I'm so
she's
sorry.
Saying, yes, I know how much you miss me, but this is why I needed to go, because I was tired.
Mm-hmm. She was very tired.
She's arguing for herself. This is like, wait. Mm-hmm. I was ready, and you said words, and you were squabbling about it.
Yeah, wanting her to fight.
Your mom, she has her sense of humor intact.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. So, Samantha, another niece, and I thank you for my co-hosts for bearing with us on this. My other niece, Samantha, also wants to know if her grandmother is proud of her.
And she right away she's showing me a wedding. So did she get married and she wasn't able to? She wasn't there.
Say that again. I'm sorry. What?
She's showing me a wedding and making me feel missing. So did she miss her wedding?
Samantha's getting married in about
3 months.
And
she wants her to know, I'm not missing it. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's showing me the wedding dress. She's showing me Samantha in the wedding dress to let her know I'm not missing it. Okay.
So I have another niece texting in, families chiming in.
You guys are fun.
It's just wonderful. They're all listening in. So my niece Cheyenne. So all the nieces have SH names. We have S names: Cheyenne, Samantha, Shiloh. Cheyenne wants to know if Grandma can see her and if she's doing right by her. And does she know how much she sees herself in her?
Okay, right away she showed me like quilting or sewing or what's the thing that you make, the afghans or whatever. Did she take that on with her or she try to teach her or something?
I don't know.
Because that's what she's showing me, like it being handed down. Like, here's the thing that you took from me.
Cheyenne said yes.
Yeah, she's like, thank you for doing
yes.
this.
Now she's crying.
Thank you for doing this and taking this from me. She was so proud of it.
My mom bought her first machine.
Yes. She's saying, thank you. Thank you for carrying that on for me.
Wow. Thank you, Jen. You're giving my family a gift. And yeah, Cheyenne's the one that my mom gave the purple blanket to.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
So my family's stunned. Thank you for this. I apologize taking the lion's share of the show, but you know, this really meant a lot to me. It's my mom's birthday, and I look forward to, first of all, before we go, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
They can find me at guidingbylight.com.
Guidingbylight.
GuidingByLight.com or I'm on TikTok and Instagram at JenTheAwesomeMom.
Okay, guidingbylight.com or
guidingbylight.com
or Jen the Awesome Mom on TikTok
or Instagram.
Okay, so we weren't able to get to all.